Why did you take them up on this to come here?
Well, in meeting Dave, he's a great musician himself and beautiful spirit. I like his personality, and he's a very friendly guy, and I like working with people that are friendly, and it's hard to meet different ones in this day and time that's genuine and have the right personality, and we seem to click real well together.
And Dave, when you reached out to the Campbell brothers to do this, were you surprised that they accepted it and were willing to come here to hold these several sessions here?
Well, the way that this actually got started is when I went in to do my solo album, a producer that I was working with introduced me to Carlton Campbell, the drummer for the Campbell brothers, and Derek Bennett, who's now the bass player, and they were actually laying tracks, and we just hit it off really, really well. And from there, I met Derek, and then he came into the studio, and the energy around the music was so great. I said, you know, in talking with him, is this stuff you'd like to take on the road? And they were, you know, definitely into it. And so we decided to do this residency as kind of a way just to kind of come together as a band outside of the studio, get to perform in front of people, but really just kind of rehearse.
Now, you've already held one.
Yes.
And you've got a few more planned, which is fantastic, for March and April. How did the first one go? Maybe from both of you, you can give us a little taste of what happened and the reaction.
I had a blast. It was one of the best experiences I had, you know, performing the music with David. And we seemed to really getting it down to where we wanted to actually be.
Yeah, it was so exciting because I've never done an event where it's like we're doing a rehearsal, just inviting people to come into our rehearsal. So I'm kind of standing there in the middle of the crowd and the band, and kind of we're, you know, okay, guys, let's do this. But then, oh, by the way, to the crowd, you know, this is what this song's about, and this is what we're going to work up for you right now. And the energy was incredible, and we were just jamming because we don't even know the tunes yet. We're just learning them together. But when you're just listening back, because we recorded the night, it's like we've been playing a while, you know. It's just really great.
Was it a little surreal for you to be with?
Oh, absolutely. These guys, I can't say enough about, I mean, you know, certainly they're great musicians, but to me, and Derek kind of referred to this, there's a lot of great musicians out there that are really not pleasant people to play music with.
True.
You know, and that just, the energy together of this group and the way that we just sing together, I was in awe of it, and I'm blessed to be a part of it.
There's a promise in the jailyard not to lose another son. Ooh, and made him swear to heaven now not to do a brother done. Ooh, the wizard in the schoolyard, he took home.
Derek, for you, I mean, the Campbell brothers have played all over the country. I was looking up on your website. You come from the Hollywood Bowl to the Kennedy Center. I mean, you've got such an array of places that you've played. Why Buffalo?
Well, for me, it's no place like home. I'm 68 miles or 70 miles away from Buffalo. But when I mention I'm from Rochester, New York. Hello, Rochester, if we can shout out that far. Rochester is, you know, smaller than Buffalo. So when I make the reference of where I'm from, Buffalo seemed to be always known, so it's nice to be from Buffalo, Rochester.
Derek, you're the youngest of the brothers. Now, you started out on the drums, but then went to what is called lap steel. Tell me about that. What is that?
Okay. Yes, I am the youngest of the brothers, the Campbell brothers. I did start off on drums. We played drums within our church services. That was a church connection that we started off playing. And the tradition is to play the drums first, then move over to other instruments. So I was fortunate to have a brother. Well, I still have a brother. Excuse me. That might not came out right. But my brother Chuck Campbell started off playing the steel in our family first. And my father, he had a desire to, but he couldn't quite grasp it. And while Chuck was playing the steel, he got employment. Well, his employment took him away from our church service that he couldn't be there, so my brother Phil and I, we was the rhythm section, so I played drums, Phil played the bass, and so when Chuck had to work, we was out without the steel, so that was a void in the serving. It was kind of empty, so I had a bright idea one day that I would start learn how to play the steel, which is the lap steel and pedal steel. So Chuck didn't like it too much, but you know, fortunately, I was gifted that I was able to pick up and grasp, and I think I'm pretty decent. I keep telling Dave, he keep trying to make me better within the camel group.
He's decent.
Yeah, I try to, you know, try to represent decently. But it started from the church playing drums and then progressed over to the lap steel.
Is it amazing to you to see audiences that just soak in the blues music and want to be a part of this, especially in your experience now here in Buffalo?
Yes, it is totally amazing because, as I shared with Dave on previous occasions, I never had the desire or the dream to even come out and perform. Matter of fact, playing a lap steel, I thought it was just going to be an isolated situation within our church only. But to see the response of the people receiving us playing the steel is just amazing to me, totally.
What makes blues live?
Oh, well, I think it's because it's so primal to human beings. I mean, I think, you know, actually Lightning Hopkins, there's a great movie that he did, kind of a documentary that they did about him in, like, I think 69, 70. And he's just like, you know, if you've ever been down, man, you know the blues. You know, I mean, everybody feels the blues. So when you hear it, it automatically vibrates within what you, your human experience. So I think that's what makes it alive. It's alive in every person. So when they hear it, they just recognize it. That's all.
Derek, do you have a response as well?
I totally agree with him. It's the connection that you make within everyone's experience in their life. So when you're able to sing about it, or I try to play it out, but people seem to connect and make them feel good. And that's our goal, is to bring joy and a better feeling to their life.
The Central Park Grill is known for great bands. Mm-hmm. It's been a tradition, and it seems like there's a new energy happening there. Tell us what's going on in this, of course, series of shows with these six sessions.
Well, honestly, I mean, I think the big part of why it's becoming, again, a place to play music is because of Anita West, I mean, who's a force of nature.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that knows her understands that. But with the new owners that came in, they wanted to revive the vision of that bar, right? And then they ended up bringing Anita in to do the Thursday blues, and now she's, you know, taking care of the weekend music as well. And when I approached her about wanting to find a place to do a residency, you know, her response was, man, let's do it at Central Park. Let's again bring a reminder to people of what this bar has been in the past and is now becoming again. So, you know, it's a small stage, and we got eight people to get on that little stage, which is fun. The room is intimate. The vibe of the room is just great. It's warm. It's a great place to play. The people that are there to hear music, they're you know, it's not like a sports bar or a party bar. They're there to experience the music and soak it in. It's just wonderful.
Well, David Michael Miller and Derek Campbell, thank you so much for coming down to our studios. Good luck at these sessions, and we hope our audience comes out.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.